Declan Bonner, your team has won the Dr. McKenna Cup final here tonight. I'm sure you're delighted with that.
Yeah, any day you want you want a trophy, it's always nice. And yeah, the McKenna Cup's been good, Ryan, in fairness, and we treated it seriously from the start in terms of trying to get, looking at these young lads. We knew there was a lot of lads that were to come back in, a lot of experienced lads. And a lot of those young lads have stood up and have been counted and have played in the first number of league games. And a few more have come in tonight and have done themselves no harm, the likes of Conor Morrison and Darrow Beale, you know.
Yeah, there'll be a couple of headaches going forward, I would say, Declan, after that. As you mentioned, a couple of men back in tonight, and they really did well. Frank McGlynn, Martin McElhenney, doing particularly well in their first appearance of the year.
Oh, absolutely, and that's been the positive thing. You know, we know a lot of these young lads. I've known them for a long, long time, and I know what they're capable of, but it's also important that we strike a balance with that youth and exuberance and that experience. And we know we were missing, in terms of experience, probably in the first couple of matches where we probably should have put points on the board in the National League. But, bringing the team Martin McElhenney and Frank McGlynn get through a good hour's walk there this evening, and then Michael Murphy the last half hour, and also great to see Neil McGee off the back end of the bench. So all of that's been very, very positive.
Yeah, and there were a couple of men, maybe the likes of Kieran Thompson, Nora McNeilis, who were perhaps a little quiet in the last couple of games, but they had strong 70 minutes out there as well.
Absolutely, and Marty Riley first half really good, and Kieran Thompson had a very good it's great to see him getting back. He's been out for what a period of injury, and he's back this last number of weeks now, and he's starting to show, so all of that's encouraging. And the headaches, there's no doubt about that. We're going to have headaches down the line, but that's what you want to see. I want a squad of 30 plus players, that every one of those players are fighting for that 15, or fighting to be in that first 21, or fighting to be in a match day squad, and that's where it's going to be at. And you can see that at training, see these guys come back on the pitch now, and it's getting very competitive, and that's where you want to be.
Looking at the match, you're 3 points up at half time. What did you think of that? Was that enough of a lead? Was that a fair reflection of the first half?
I don't think it was, to be quite honest. I thought we had other opportunities. We kicked some, our decision making for about 10 minutes before half time wasn't good. We kicked a few bad wides, we kicked a couple in the keeper's hand. But, prior to that, we'd played some brilliant football, some brilliant scores. I thought Niall O'Donnell done exceptionally well again when he came off the bench. And, at a time that we needed scores. And so listen, no, all encouraging. Probably the only downside, Steve McBurdy picked up looks like a hamstring strain, so we'll just see how we monitor that, but it'll probably be a couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah, I suppose defensively maybe struggled a little bit in the first 15 minutes, but after that you really picked it up, and I think Tyrone failed to score in the last 30 minutes of the match, which was a real lift for your team and your defensive unit.
Exactly, defence really worked hard, and it's not just about the back six, it's about the whole team working hard as a unit. And in fairness, the guys did, it was a number brilliant blocks in that last quarter, and we did. I thought the defence was very, very good. Listen, we're not going to get carried away. We have a lot of work to do, Ryan. It's a victory, but as I say, we start work tomorrow morning and get ready now for a real strong test against Kildare next weekend, and a very important match.
Yeah, you opted to rest a number of your regulars. I think you only had 6 players that started the very first game, or the game last week against Dublin, in from the off there tonight. What was your thinking behind resting those lads?
Yeah, well, a number had picked up a number of knocks, and the others, we just wanted to rest, and we just wanted to give them time to recover. And but listen, now they're all ready to go, and they're all ready to go next Tuesday night, I presume. We're back in for recovery tomorrow, and we'll get ready on the pitch again on Tuesday night. And it'll be interesting. And it'll be, we have a couple of decisions to make now in terms of team selection and team squad for next weekend. But that's the position you want to be in.
Yeah, you spoke over the last couple of weeks about having a lot of positives from your 3 opening rounds of the league, but they were defeats. What will the victory do to the camp now this week going forward?
Listen, we want to drive on, Ryan. The performances have been good, there's no doubt about that there. And I spoke to the lads during the week about turning those performances now into results. And, it's great to get that result there this evening. And it was great, as I said, for the reasons I've said, in terms of getting those experienced players back, and also game time for some more young lads coming through. And it's important that we build a strong squad, and that's what we're looking forward to. But as I say, short term, Kildare is a big match, and as I say, we have to get a result there next Sunday.
Yeah, and Kildare will have a rest this weekend. Obviously they'll be targeting that game in Ballyshannon next week, and they'll be throwing everything they have at you.
Absolutely, and we know exactly the challenge they're going to bring. Very strong physical side, some brilliant footballers. So we're going to be at our very, very best to win that game. And as I say, our preparations start tomorrow morning, and it's going to be a tough week ahead. And but at the same time, it's a challenge we're looking forward to. We did say at the start of the campaign that it wasn't going to be the be all and end all if we did go down. But when we're here and the football we're playing, we want to get results. We want to get points in the league, and we do want to remain Division 1.